You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always a privilege, always a pleasure to come and talk to you about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I repeat this every week, but if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7 simply by going to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand on the left-hand side of the page. Click on that and click the counter. Any Saturday, you will see many, many messages there by my son, Landon, and I. So if you get any other program and you want to share it, like if you like this program today and you want to share it with somebody up north, they can pick it up anytime next week if you're telling. Well, look, this is good to be here today. I have a good word for you today, and I'm excited today. I'm in through. You know why I'm excited? Because I love the Lord Jesus, and that excites me. That's all it takes to excite me is the privilege and the honor to testify and to witness of the true living God and His perfect plan for us, His perfect salvation, His goodness and His righteousness and His love. That should excite anybody. You know, we have a good God, and this is a very, very troubled, wicked world. But in the midst of it, we have a God. We have a Father. I was thinking the other day, I'm quite an old man, I'm thinking, what a privilege it is to be my age and to have a Father. I thought, my, that's the most wonderful blessing one could ever imagine. An old man like me can have a father. I'm still fathered. I can depend on the Lord. If I have problems at home with anything I need to fix or work on, it's nothing to me at all to ask the Lord, Lord, I'm stuck here. I don't know how to do this. I really need your help. I lost this. I can't. I really need your help. And believe it or not, I'm still fathered. I get help from my God. And not only that, He said He supplies everything that pertains to life and everything pertains to godliness. I have a Father that supplies everything that pertains to my life and to godliness. And He helps me with my family. He helps me take care of my wife. He helps me with everything, with my children. I know how to pray for them. I mean, God is good. And the thing about it makes it so wonderful, not only does an old man like me have a Father, but my Father happens to be God. Do you know how good that is? That is absolutely what they call over the top. I mean, it is a real blessing. I'm never alone. I never have fear. I never stress. I never have worry because I know how to trust the Lord. I have a Father, and I understand fatherhood, and I understand, and you do after too. If you have children, there's nothing you want more than to bless your children and see them be blessed. Well, how much more does our Heavenly Father want to bless us and see us blessed? So it's just a wonderful thing. And, you know, I'm going to talk to you just a minute about that. Well, it's not my mail. How I got here today has nothing to do with my message whatsoever. But some of you out there, if you've never really been fathered properly, and that's important. And many people that have not been properly fathered, well, listen, God is our Father. And we have a way to Him. Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So you have a direct route. You get on that highway and go right to the Father in and through His precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you have the comforting Holy Spirit in you. And you get feedback. The Holy Spirit then will tell you everything through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father wants you to know. It's a wonderful thing to be fathered. And I really mean this. Some of you out there today that you're Christians, but you have all kind of issues in your life, and probably because you were never properly fathered. Well, you know, I know a lot of people like that. Well, listen, maybe you should look at what I'm thinking. I'm really very seriously here. I'm very, very serious. I'm thanking the Lord every day and talking to Him about fatherhood and how wonderful it is that I still have a Father. I'm not alone. I have somebody I can go to. I can get wisdom. I know where it is. I can get all of my needs met. I know where it comes from. I have a father, and he is God, and it's absolutely wonderful. And maybe you weren't properly fathered as a son or daughter. Maybe you have a lot of issues in your life because you didn't have a father or you weren't properly fathered. Well, listen, you should stop that today. You can go to, you can just see God as your precious, wonderful, heavenly Father. Step into that now and begin to see Him as Father, Provider, Lover, Security Blanket, everything you need and desire. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So begin to see Him as Father, okay? Let's do that today, all right? All right, that was free. Now let's get to the message. I've been speaking to the Lord concerning the greatest needs of the church today. What should I be praying about as well as what I should be preaching? I sense the Lord saying that the church, the sons and daughters of God, are under the greatest attack ever in history from the wicked one. I have a verse for that. Now, this is Bible. This is John 1, 1 John 1, 5, 19. Here's what it said. John said, and we know that we are of God. Now, that's you and I, the Christian. If you're a Christian out there, you know without a doubt you're of God. And then he says this, the whole world lies in wickedness. Isn't that something? Isn't that sad? Listen, aren't you glad to be out of the world system if you're a Christian and in the safe hands of the Master, in the safe hands of your Heavenly Father, while we are definitely set apart from the world? Now listen, this is really something. We're really something here. We really, as children of God, we are of God. We are of the kingdom of God. We are in a safe place. We are secure. But the rest of the world lies in wickedness. Now you might begin to look at that because everybody knows the world's never been more troubled than it is today. And if you're a Christian, you absolutely know nothing seems to be right in the world. But you understand that, but you're right. I mean, I'm living in perfect peace here. I'm living in perfect rest, and yet I'm in a troubled world. So we are of God, but the world lies in weakness. While we are definitely set apart from the world, listen, this is really something. We are separated from the world and set apart from it, but while we're definitely set apart, and we're under the control, but we're still not, the world is under the control and power of the wicked one. There seems to be no wall or fence that keeps him in his place. There's nothing that keeps him on his side. We're not of him, we're separated out, but nevertheless, he crosses the line. There's no possible, we don't see a way to keep him in his place. So how do we, the children of God, stand tall while under attack from him, the wicked one? I notice the Christian families from the pastors right on down seems to be in the midst of a battle. I know I've talked to you about this before, but again, I'm much concerned about most of our young people sitting in the church from the cradle through high school and then walking out like they've never heard or received a word that was preached. I see it all the time. For all those years now, they sit in church, and it's like they're leaving nothing of value because they got nothing of value. Now, that's sad. That's truth. I'm seeing it. I mean, I've worked jail ministry. I've worked prison ministries. Oh, I've worked with druggies. I've worked with people by the tons. You know the Lord? Oh, yeah, my dad was a preacher. Oh, yeah, my dad was a deacon. Oh, born in the church. Oh, yeah, everything. I mean, been there all my life. Taken out in seemed like 5 minutes. So they've never really got nothing of value. Never learned how to fight the fight. Never learned how to defend. Now, they can kind of tell you about Jesus. See, they talk that stuff with you. They heard about Jesus. But they never, that's as far as they got. They didn't get anything of value for the fight. They act sometimes like they had blinders on. For the most part, they're lacking the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. Now, Proverbs 18:14 says this. Now, this is a big verse of Scripture, so tune in here and listen to this. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmities. In other words, that means will sustain him. That should be anything that he goes through. The spirit of the man should sustain him. It could be they're getting plenty of church, but little of the spirit and the power of God. Your spirit must be full in order to sustain you. Look, you got to put something in it. They don't seem to have it. I mean, they said 18 years they said in the church, or whatever, 12 years, 10 years, whatever. And this don't just apply to young people. I am talking about many people went to church and just quit and just walked away, didn't really get the value of it, didn't really get rooted and grounded. The spirit never got built up or it would have sustained them, but it's not there. They don't have it. The spirit of the man will sustain him. Now, that spirit has to be right with God. That spirit has to be full, or the enemy will come and take it out. It's like the Holy Spirit is not identified to them as a person of God or the power of God on the earth. In other words, when you step out, it's like growing. When they're going through church all those 12 years, they're going through high school. But when they graduate from high school, they learn all they're going to learn. They're going about their business. That's kind of the way they look at the church. So what they did, yet they never identified with the Holy Spirit that really sustains their life. They just never clicked in and got identified. They never identified the Holy Spirit as a person of God or the power source of God on the earth here and now for them today to lead, to guide, to empower, to comfort their lives. So they seem to have little or no concept of defending themselves from the wicked one. I was thinking of a good example that I could share with you about the difference between the love of God, power of God, and the wicked one. And this is what I come up with. This is a good one. Listen to this now. God is love. We know that He is. He is absolutely love. So I'm going to show you a picture of God versus Allah. I'll just use another God. I'll use Allah for this. The Bible tells us that God is love. We know this is true. The Lord never stops proving His wonderful love for us. He just don't. I mean, I see it. I'm in it every day. I'm experiencing it every day. God is love like He says He is. The Lord Jesus hanging on a bloody tree, suffering, dying for us, just says it all. On the other hand, the Muslim God Allah is of the wicked one. And He is a God of hate. He has His so-called people, sons and daughters, follow Him, cutting off heads, killing, stealing, destroying. Now, I mean, that's the difference. I just want to make this contrast so you'll see the real God versus the God of the wicked one. Now, there are many nice Muslims that are good people. There's no doubt about that. I see them on TV. I hear them. They're just nice Muslims, good people. But nevertheless, they're still deceived. They're fooled. Listen to this. They're just as deceived in a different way. But nevertheless, still on the way to a burning hell without the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, now, the devil feeds them a little along the way. He makes them a promise. Their promise is this: someday Muhammad's going to come back in Jerusalem riding on a white horse to the temple, and Jesus is going to bow to him and submit to him, and then they're going to all live happy ever after. And he makes them promises, which is all absolute nothing but lies, in order to keep them fooled. If he was to expose himself to them as the wicked one that he is, his ministry could not stand. He could not stand for one simple minute. This is what he does. How he operates. He has some stuff in his book that tells him how to do good and how to dress. That he gives him some foundation to keep him under control, and they can't leave. He has a way of controlling them where they can't never convert, or they won't get the right horse won't show up, and they won't be rescued, and all this kind of stuff, and they won't get to what they call heaven. So he has that mighty control over them. But nevertheless, when he builds his army, then this is how slick he is. When he needs more warriors to kill, kill and destroy, all he does then is call out a few more hard jihad, and here they come out to defend him and his way. So it's just a wicked, absolute, ungodly religion. And when you compare it with the love of God, it is absolutely nothing. And to be honest with you, Allah don't really exist. He never has existed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. There is not but one God. He's a false. He don't exist. He is nothing but a lie made up of Satan. There is no Allah. They have no God. They're following a false prophet, Muhammad. There's only one God. And you know it's not of God because their job is to kill the Jew, kill the Christian. You know, without a doubt, it's definitely, definitely deception. 2 Corinthians says this. Notice this. Apostle Paul said this about Satan. And no marvel. Now, this is really big. I want you to really get a picture of the wicked one so you know how to defend yourself and teach your children. You know, I'm telling you, I know the church. I've been in the church for many, many years, and it's half asleep in this area. They just believe for the most part, you know, you get saved, everything's going to be all right. You know, everything's good, everything's fine. But yet they get beat to death and not prepared for the fight. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:14, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now that's why he works through the Muslim people. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministry, now remember, he has a ministry, it's identified right here. Satan has a ministry. A good example, the nice boss I've been telling you about, well, he's an angel of light to them. You know what I mean? You see how he operates? Note that now also. He has a ministry. And it says, no marvel, Paul said, if it's transformed as the ministry of righteousness. See, they think they're in the ministry of righteousness. They point out all of our apostles, we have many. You know, they don't like, they make the women hide their heads. They do all these things and point to all of our issues. And we have many of them for them to point to. So, but they see, he points himself to them as the ministry of righteousness. But it's all one big lie. So to the nice deceiving Muslim, he's an angel of light, to whom they call the prophet Muhammad. Jesus speaking to, listen to what Jesus said about the Jews. Now, these Jews are deceived. Now think about it. If you think the Muslims are not deceived, Jesus is speaking to the Jews. This is what he says. Who thought they were right with God, who rejected him. So you, absolutely, there's no one without the Lord Jesus Christ that's right or that's righteous. It cannot happen. John 8:42-44, I'll give you the verse. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, he's talking to Jews now, you would love me. For I proceeded from him. I came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. My Father sent me to you. Now he's talking to the Jews. He said, you are of your father the devil. Jesus said this to the Jews. You are of your father the devil. In other words, you are of the wicked one. Boy, that's big, isn't it? And the lust of your father, you'll do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he bowed not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, excuse me, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. He is saying, you've been deceived. If you reject me, you've been deceived. There's not one Muslim that calls Jesus Lord. They're all deceived. Everybody's deceived without Jesus. He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Now, they can go to all who don't exist. See what the ministry of righteousness looks like? See what the angel of light looks like? The whole world is in wickedness except for you, the Christian. If you're a Christian out there, you're somebody. You're set apart. You're different. You're locked in. You have a future. You have a hope. God has a plan for you. You're somebody. You're a son and you're a daughter, and you have a place in the heart of God. I want you to know that there, okay? I want you to see how smooth the devil's work really is. I'm minded what Jesus said to Peter in Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. Now listen to this. If you think he will attack you, Satan wants you. Satan desires to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Peter didn't know that, but Jesus did. Sifting simply means he wants to beat you and your family down, so it means the rest of the day, to nothing. Sifting, you know what that means? That means there's very little left, just the fine part of you left. He wants to sift you, bring you down to nothing, bring your family down to nothing. Jesus told Peter that. We, the children of God, need to get a place where we say enough is enough. We must learn how to use our God-given authority. Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Do you know most Christians don't know that? I've heard a preacher say, you can't cast out a demon. Well, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Live with him forever? Only Jesus can do that, but Jesus is not here. I've actually heard a preacher from the pulpit say that. I was quite surprised. Very, very educated. I know he has, at least he has his master's. Don't you say so? You can't cast out a demon. Jesus is not here to cast that demon out, boys. I give you power over all the power of him. That is big. But the problem is, we are not fighting the fight. We have not been prepared. We're not properly trained to fight the fight. We don't know this. We don't believe this. We believe get saved and go to sleep. But he beats us to death. It's just simply not enough. Jesus wants to put fight in you so you'll rise up and fight for your family and your loved ones. After all, he said, I give you power. I give you power. Note that. Over all the power of the enemy. Listen, if you have an easier day, you give us a call. We practice what we preach. 772-221-1100. You have a problem with the enemy, we'll get you set free. And if you're really, really hurting, you're really messed up, we have a place on Tuesday night. If you'll email me, stay tuned for my email, where we have a real ministry team that can get you set free, get your kids set free if they're hooked on drugs, alcohol, if their life's messed up, get you healed. a real ministry team. If you'll say you email me now, I'll tell you how to get there. But right now, no matter what your need is, if you're hurting, my phone number, 221-1100-888-221-8990. I'd be more than glad to pray with you, for you. If we can help you here in any way, we're here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anything we say would be what the Lord would say to you. That's all most we have is His. That's all we know is what He has to say. But we can absolutely give you the word of the Lord and bring you a word of comfort from the Lord and fight for you. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. Where two or more will make you and I and Sister Connie here with me, with people, we can help you. You give us a call, more than glad to help you. 221-1100 out of town, 888-221-8990. Remember, friend, what Paul said, our fight, whose fight? Our fight is not with flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Our fight then is against the forces of Satan, against the wicked world. Do many people really think about that or even give that any consideration whatsoever? When you have a problem, you fight everything. I mean, you're fighting the law, you're fighting the government, you're fighting the wife, you're fighting the husband, you're fighting the kids, and the devil's laughing. But let me read this to you again. Now, this is what the Apostle Paul said. Jesus sent the Apostle Paul to us to be our teacher, the messenger to the Gentiles. Here's what he had to say. Our fight is not with flesh and it's not with blood. It is against principalities. That's powers in the heavenly. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. This world is ruled by darkness. This world is ruled by the wicked one. I know this. I can assure you this is true. It is ruled by the wicked one. Except the only light in it is the light of Jesus that shines through us. Shines through you. It's true. He's the light of the world. If there's light in this world, it shines through you or it shines through me. It shines through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The rest of it is a dark place. So we're fighting the darkness, the rulers of the wicked one, the darkness of the world. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our fight then is against Satan's forces, against the wicked one. Notice Paul says, even he was an example. Listen to what Paul went through. 2 Corinthians 12:17, Paul said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. You know, we can talk about this forever. The revelation that Paul received. He's the one caught up into heaven for 14 days. He's the one received all the revelation of the gifts of the Spirit, of the power of God, all the revelation to fight the enemy. He received more revelation probably than any man in history. In fact, he received recently the word for the church. He there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan. A messenger of Satan came to Paul to buffet me, he said. Lest I should be exalted above measure. And see, he is the great voice of the Lord. Lest I should be the great voice. And lest I should be the great messenger here. He wasn't so much that he himself as the man, but he's talking about what he received, the great revelation for the church. That was a great, great revelation. That was really far above measure. Lest I should be exalted above measure, Satan assigned a demon spirit to continue to harass Paul and to bring him down because of all the revelation he had received for us from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Paul practically had the church in his mouth. Actually, Paul mostly spoke the church into existence for the most part, wrote most of all that we know and understand for the church. And you can believe Satan tried to take him out. When Paul cried out to God, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, Paul, you've received everything you need for the fight. When you're weak, my strength will satisfy you. My strength is sufficient for you. God's grace is his power and total provision for you to fight the good fight, to hold you up in any and every situation. God's grace covers every need we'll ever have. He's a God of grace. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of, well, you're never left alone. I'm telling you, God is wonderful. I should have just preached on fatherhood today because I could talk about it forever. It is a wonderful thing to know the Lord, to have the security that you need in your life, have the hope, have the future that God supplies. Look, if you don't know him like you should today, give me a call. I'd be more than glad to pray for you. If you have a need out there in any way, give me a call. I'd be glad to pray for you. You stay tuned. I'm going to give you an email. If you really need help and you need any kind of deliverance anyway, I can help you there. Listen to this, Numbers 33:35. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those who you let remain, that's you now, you let remain, of them shall be pricks in your eyes, thorns in your flesh, in your side, and it shall vex you in the land wherever you go. Look, you have to defend yourself against this wicked one, or he'll be a thorn in your flesh. Just like the Lord said to Paul. 1 Thessalonians 2:18, Paul said, wherefore we would have come to you, even I, Paul. Listen to this, what Paul's saying. Once again, but Satan hindered us. My friend, don't think for a moment that he won't come against you and yours like he did against Paul. He is still a hindrance. He hindered Paul. Paul said so. There was a demon following him 24 hours a day everywhere he went. He goes on to tell you how many times he was tortured, how many times he was shipwrecked. He was never out of the fight. But nevertheless, God sustained him. God's grace is enough. God's grace is enough for us. I'm living in God's grace. It's sufficient for me. I understand it because I'm living it myself. Look, God loves you. I want you to know that. He loves you so much. If you or your loved ones are not born again, I want you to listen to the cry of the heart of the Father, Jesus, as he comes back from heaven and earth. Last time, to tell Paul the conditions of man. He said, Paul, turn man from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. That's where man is. Turn him from darkness to light. Take him out of the hands of the wicked one, in other words, from the power of Satan to God. Now listen, this is after Jesus was in heaven. The church has been birthed. The apostles are out everywhere. He still comes back to Paul and knocks Paul off that horse and speaks to him again. Listen, this is how much he cares. And Jesus knows the condition of the world. He says, turn man from darkness to light, Paul. From the power of Satan, because that's where they are to God. Well, that's where they are today. If you're not born again, washed in the blood today, you're still under the power of Satan. The work still needs to be done. You're under his power. You're under his sword. He's eating your lunch right now. He says that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith that's in me. Is your family okay? There's a hidden warrior out there that wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. James 4:7 says this, and this really does. If you just get this, you can make it. James said, submit yourself to God. Are you totally submitted? If you're not, you can't win the battle. If you're not totally submitted, you can't win the battle. You will have a victory. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Now, you can't resist unless you submit to God. But if you're submitted, you're the driver's seat every time. You can resist him. He will flee from you. Look, I want to talk today. I need help for supporting the ministry. And I had a friend contact me this week and said that I'm too pressured too much about money, which I really don't. I want you to know now, you're not under any pressure whatsoever. I repeat it a lot because if you're sitting home and with a pen in your hand is one thing, but a lot of our listeners are in cars. I repeat the address a lot of the time because they have to get off the side of the road, trying to find something to write on, or put the number in the phone. So I repeat the mailing address quite a bit, but do not feel pressured. If you can't send money, you don't worry about that for one second. It's a privilege to preach the gospel to you. And I've been for 3 years paying about 80% of this program myself. So I do need help, no question about it. But don't you feel pressured. If you can't give, don't you worry about it, okay? Look, it's Bob. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Send us a check, please. Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time. A Lifeline, 1603 Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us. I'd love to hear from you. If you don't like me, tell me so. If you get any other message, tell me so. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline. One word. T-R-Y. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Send money. Lifeline, 1603 Jensen Beach, Florida. Look, God loves you. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm glad you're listening. And if you can help the ministry, I'd appreciate that. If you can't help the ministry, it is a pleasure to preach the gospel, to tell you that Jesus loves you. It's a pleasure to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you now. And don't forget, support the ministry. And listen, if you really need help and you need a situation, you email me. I know a good place where you can come and get ministered to and really get help, okay, on Tuesday night. So don't forget, send us an email. TryLifeline@gmail.com. God bless you now. Have a great day.
Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. to contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.